Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It's time for the 12 days of holiday on Alice. Right now, we'll take caller number 97-800-400-3697. You know what to do. Call up. Talk all nice to Hooman. And he will give you that $250 Westfield San Francisco Center gift card. You can shop at Bose and Microsoft, use the bespoke co-working space, a beautiful shared office space offering day passes and conference room rentals. In case you need to work and shop at the same time, you know, that happens. So call now.
A lot of teachers have won this, and they're so grateful.
Oh, good.
So. Oh. That's nice. $250.
Yeah. I think at least five teachers.
Jeez, that's great.
It really is.
Why so many teachers, I wonder? They're just like, I need that money. That's it. $250 to spend at the Westfield San Francisco Center.
Well, so. We have been doing the contest early. Like, I think I've been putting it at 6 o'clock, 7
o'clock.
Yeah.
So that's maybe. True. They're actually not at school yet.
Right.
They can participate. So call right now and enjoy yourself over there. I hope you win. Good for you. It's nice. All right, this report is also called Celebrity Trash. It's brought to you by Carlson Subaru in Redwood City, home to real deals for over 30 years and the Subaru Share the Love event on now. That's Carlson Subaru and Carlson Subaru. We're going to start the Celebrity Trash with Cardi B. So she was performing at the Rolling Loud Festival in Los Angeles.
Rolling Loud.
And apparently this is an ongoing thing. She's the first female to headline it.
Oh, she was
the headliner. So her estranged husband, Offset, from Migos, he comes on stage to ask her to take him back. So when I first saw this, I went, oh, God, how awkward. And then the more I thought about it, I'm like, there's no way that guy gets through security and makes it out on stage without this being... At least partly set up.
Yeah.
So first they roll out these weird cube-shaped flower arrangements that say something to the effect of take me back, please, Cardi.
That's exactly what it says.
Okay. Something like that. I'm not looking at the pictures
Yeah,
right
take
now.
Me back, Cardi. That's what it says.
And then he comes out. He's got a big bouquet of white flowers. And he gets on the mic and says, I like that
bro.
He calls her bro.
Yeah.
He called her bro. Is that... I thought I missed that.
Calls her bruh.
I just.
So bruh. She does look. She looks taken aback, and then she whispers into his ears. Then they dim the lights, and he kind of like slinks off stage. So, obviously, I wasn't the only one who had my suspicions.
Yeah.
Because I think it's TMZ. Let me see if I can see this. Yeah, it is TMZ. Basically, they're saying if you look at, there's a certain. Backstage video where her PR manager is walking him to the stage. So, I don't know, maybe the PR manager really wants them to get back together and she planned the whole thing out. Or maybe Cardi B knew all about this. She insists it's not a setup. In fact, she went on Twitter later that yesterday and later that night to say, you know, please don't dump them to her followers, her fans are all over him, just trashing him, calling him a loser, torturing him online because their girl doesn't like him anymore because he's a cheater. Once a cheater, always a cheater. And so she went on to say, please don't. That's not helping me at all. I got to listen to him whine, I guess, maybe is what she's saying. But anyway, she's not pissed off at the woman who... brought him up there. The woman's name is Patience, like Patient, and then CE after that. Patience.
What?
That's how you spell her name. The PR rep. She says, Cardi's not pissed off at her. She says, fan or not, you talk about my publicist friend, you can eat a D, period.
Oh, thanks.
So super classy, you know, as usual. And no word on whether they're getting back together. My guess is no, even though she let him come on stage and they're calling it an orchestrated publicity stunt. And she's certainly getting some publicity, so... Go ahead.
She's going to be on James Corden tonight.
Oh, right.
Carpool Karaoke.
The Carpool Karaoke, which he was saying it's a really good one.
Who? James was
James Corden. Yeah.
Of course he's saying that, right?
Yeah, I guess, right? What's he going to say? Yeah. She sucked. Uh-huh. Watch it tonight. And really, you know, that's all there is to this story. The guy gets on stage, begs her to, calls her bruh.
What was the whole mouse thing about?
The mouse?
Mask.
That was at his birthday party.
Oh, which so was that was another event.
Another event. But he had a $500,000 diamond encrusted mask on. It was like most of his face was covered. It had like these sort of stuck out.
They borrow that crap though, right?
I would think so, Vinny. I don't know why you'd buy a mask for $500,000.
Right, to use one time.
Here it is.
Oh, you got a picture of it?
He has a matching jacket too.
Oh, that's not the one I saw. That's interesting.
The article I read about them in Rolling Stone, they are huge. Mm-hmm. They're selling a lot of records. They're a big deal, but they're not as rich as you'd think.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he was like, I got a big house, but he's in Atlanta and it's in a suburb. Like, it's not, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So he may, and he's huge. I'm not trying to say, but I don't think he's not buying mass. If he's buying mass, he's going to undo himself. Before he's 30.
Well, many people who come into a ton of money do undo themselves. Right. So while I agree with you, that's something you borrow. I wouldn't be surprised at all to find out that the dude actually shelled out $500,000
Look
for
at
it.
His hands here. He does have fists full of jewelry.
Oh, he sure does. Oh, and his neck too, Vin.
Yep.
He's really got quite an array of... And that suit with the lady. Is that a lady kicking her leg up?
I don't know.
Take a look at that suit.
He has a net worth, at least this year, of $16
million. 60?
16.
Oh, okay.
And she has a net worth of $8
million. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, you know. What am I looking at? Oh, yeah. That's not the mask I saw, but that's also quite a mask. That looks more like a ski mask that goes over the full head. Yeah, that's not the one I saw, Bryn, but that's okay. That's fine. It's actually much more elaborate or bigger than the one I saw.
Let me ask you a question.
Yes.
You want this done in public while you're on stage, or do you want this done if it's got to happen, if you're going to beg privately, like somewhere?
I don't really understand it at all, but it makes the whole breakup reek of fakeness. I'm not sure what they're trying to do here.
Create a buzz.
Yeah.
PR, marketing.
And good for them because they are doing that.
Well, and young people
like I find myself caring and I don't at all.
Young people are extremely savvy about social networking and Twitter and what works in order to get attention. And so maybe they just know that this is one way to drum up activity,
right?
Buzz, name calling.
Right. Kanye West has been a little crazy. Well, I mean, for a while. But over the last few days, there was a whole thing about him saying that Drake had threatened him and that he just was going off about his mental health. And so Kanye, it was like a big Twitter storm. And then Travis Scott, who is his sister's, I guess, sister-in-law's baby daddy.
Correct.
He was all over him, too, because I guess Travis... has had it
in town last night too.
Oh, was he?
Oh, was
yeah.
he?
Concert. My sister and son went to.
Travis, you're listening. He's listening, right?
Travis,
he probably
here's
is
a story
listening.
About
yeah,
you.
He just got
yeah,
off
I'm
the
sure.
stage like a few hours ago. So.
Right. I'm sure he's totally not asleep right now. So he has some kind of endorsement deal with Nike.
And Travis Scott. Does.
He does. And Kanye's is with Adidas.
It is with Adidas.
So
way to go.
Thank you. I don't know. So he had posted something that Kanye thought was a diss because he was holding up a Nike sock, as in, my shoes are better than your shoes, something along those lines. So Ariana Grande is randomly involved in this story, too, because over the weekend, as these guys were all arguing with each other and everyone's yelling things back and forth at each other, she tweeted, "Guys, I know there are grown men arguing online right now, but Miley Cyrus and I dropping our beautiful new songs tonight. So if y'all could please just behave for like a few hours so the girls can shine, that'd be so sick. Thank you." Next. So on Kanye, on Saturday, Kanye decided, "I'm going after Ariana. I know Ariana said this to be cool. It didn't mean no harm. But I don't like even slightest level of slight commentary from someone I know loves and respects me. What? People will no longer take mental health for a joke." Ariana then said, "Okay, I didn't know that." Actually, she didn't say this at all. But basically what she's saying is, "Okay, I didn't know that you were, you know, so crazy that me saying, hey, you guys, we're putting out a new single would really take your head clean off." But she said, "It was a joke, which I understand now is probably insensitive," which it really wasn't. She's like, "If you guys could stop your arguing for a minute and pay attention to me and Miley Cyrus." But she's like, "I don't want any part of it. It was a joke."
Stepping back away from all of it,
which,
right?
"I understand now is probably insensitive. I apologize if I was in any way triggering and hope you feel well today." But before the chaos could end, Ariana's ex, Pete Davidson, joined in, praising Kanye for talking about mental illness and saying, "No one should ever point a finger at you for your bravery in speaking about mental health. I'm seriously disgusted." Oh.
And he's then, talking about his
Ariana,
ex.
And then, he was definitely going through something on Saturday, because later he posted, "I really don't want to be on this earth anymore. I'm doing my best to stay here for you, but I actually don't know how much longer I can last. All I've ever tried to do is help people."
He posted that.
Yes. So right. That tweet actually prompted police to do a welfare check on him. He was okay, and he did go to Saturday Night Live later that night. Only in a pre-recorded sketch, though, and then I guess he did introduce one of Miley Cyrus's performances. I'm not sure why he did that. Matt Damon was the host.
Yeah, I don't know. It felt like they made him go out there and do that, because I guess he was seen in his pajamas walking around there, and it seemed like they made him go out and introduce. Who else was it? Miley Cyrus and someone
I'm
else?
I'm not sure. Oh, was it Mark Ronson?
Yes. Yeah. There you go. And it was like 5 seconds, blah, blah, blah.
Ladies and gentlemen, once again.
Yeah. I feel bad for the guy if he's really suffering.
She actually showed up at Saturday Night Live. Mm-hmm. And she is Ariana Grande. And she started tweeting from the lobby, "I'm downstairs and I'm not going anywhere. If you need anyone or anything, I know you have everyone you need, and that's not me, but I'm here too." Trying to say,
it's a trip, because when I saw that he'd done that, I thought, there's no way you can sort of browbeat, pick on him for reaching out, but it's not the right way to reach out, I don't think. Like, you create real concern, real genuine concern, and he could... There are other people. He could have reached directly to someone right next to him,
right,
rather than... But I guess that's not even
say,
right for me to say.
"I don't want
to
be on this earth anymore. I'm doing my best to stay here for you, but I don't know how much longer I can last." Super concerning.
Yeah, well, all of the help out there, all of the information out there is saying, ask for help any way you can.
Yep.
Ask for help. And so it's hard to say, don't do it that way when we're telling people to do it, no matter what. So that's the kind of thing I think we'll see young people do, is maybe they'll, in their time of need, that's how they're going to reach out. And we just have to accept that that's how that's happening.
So,
I don't like it, though. I would tell my daughter, just call me directly. So I know that his dad's dead. You don't need to write that to me. But I'm saying, just come to me directly. Let's take care of this. You don't need to make, you know, all of your teenage friends or anyone else who's following you start to wonder about. That
right.
Seems, oh, whatever.
I worry, too, that the amount of attention he gets for these sort of end-of-the-world tweets encourages other people to take that route. Almost like, and listen, there are plenty of people who have real problems and find themselves on the edge, but when somebody sees the amount of attention that someone is getting for displaying their problems, it might encourage them to do that as well.
I also, this is probably not the right thing, but He's at work. That's his job. Mm-hmm. He's at work. And that's something that people will go, we can't hire this guy. We can't have that happening in the workplace.
Right.
Did you say he's in his pajamas all day? Mm-hmm. Like, you can't.
That's what I read was being reported in a couple sources.
So Saturday Night Live did happen.
Was it great? I didn't see it.
I didn't watch it. I was
busy
yesterday.
The president's upset.
Yeah, the president's always upset.
Oh.
Well, there's always a thing about him. Weezer, though. Weezer loved it.
Oh. Weezer loved what?
SNL.
Oh, did they do a bit on them?
Sketch about Weezer on SNL. So it starts out with a polite dinner party, which devolves into a nasty and nearly violent argument between Leslie Jones and Matt Damon over the band's post-Pinkerton music. Like, it's so. As I was listening, I didn't hear this actually. I asked if I could just hear it
the
same time we all do. I know. But it's so funny because you know that they heard this conversation happening and went, oh, that's a skit. Like, we're doing that. So.
Oh, how funny. So Pinkerton is an album that Weezer put out that's semi-controversial among Weezer fans. It's weird. And even Rivers has come out and said, it's not my favorite album we've made. It's and I know there are people who consider it their favorite, which bums me out because I don't know if it's our best work.
Right.
So it's controversial for that reason.
And people there's apparently a set of people who say that was when it ended.
Oh, that when Weezer was over.
And other people say, no, ride or die.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Weezer it's controversial. Exactly.
So Weezer, Rivers Cuomo, the singer, he tweeted, all in caps, they had a whole bleeping skit about Weezer and me on Saturday Night Live, and I'm actually crying. In all caps. And then the drummer, Patrick Wilson, tweeted, go Matt Damon.
Matt Damon.
That's great.
So we'll see how much of this we can take. But
here's
we'll
the start of the dinner.
All right.
Let's
turn that up.
I'm trying to turn it up right now. It's already up. Here it is.
Oh, now they're up.
All right, I get it.
All right, here's more of a climax.
Okay. Now this is done. You went back.
Here it is.
It was in Jackass 3D, you guys. Oh my God, I have to sit down and watch that whole thing. That is hilarious. Okay. If I was Rivers Cuomo, I'm sitting there going, is this really happening? Is this real life?
He's in heaven, right?
Oh, God.
Good
it's
for him.
Awesome. That is so funny. So I love that the rest of the table is just like, is this something people care about? So funny. Anyway, that happened. Hey, what's coming up in the news, Ben?
Women are saying the weirdest thing they've seen in a man's bathroom, which is good fun. I know.
Sure, that's fun.
And more after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Oh, happy Monday. Oh, yay.
Yay
for Monday. Woo, Monday. Monday. Second best day of the week.
Monday.
Hip hip hooray for Monday. Yep. Okay, it's time for the news.
All right. What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Carlson Subaru in Redwood City, home to real deals for over 30 years, and the Subaru Share the Love event on now. Mm. That's Carlson Subaru at carlsonsubaru.com. carlsonsubaru.com. You all right?
Yeah, I was just checking my log. Sorry.
All right.
Okay. Oh, I'm checking your log. Wow.
How's your log?
Time for a log check.
Looking good.
All right.
Still need some updates.
Oh.
Whoa.
I didn't realize that thing had software. It's great.
Yikes. Well, here's what's happening. The 49ers won over the weekend. Congratulations,
yay!
Guys.
Yay!
Also, Sun today.
Yeah, it's actually out right now. Well, in San Francisco it is anyway.
We're going to see sunshine and big surf at the beach.
Yeah.
So stay off the sand.
They say just keep off of there, huh?
Yep.
Don't do it. Big waves.
Right.
We were just watching some footage. They were talking about Mavericks might happen soon. and there were some epic wipeouts.
Yeah.
Oh,
like
right.
They had some epic, like, that guy had no business being on that wave. Is what
well,
it looked like to me.
Sometimes you got to take a chance, Sarah.
Guess so, Vin.
But it doesn't always go your way.
That guy was cartwheeling.
Yeah.
You could just barely see his form inside the wave as it consumed him. I'm like, okay, well, that guy died.
Right. Probably not, but
probably
I get your
not,
point.
But
it's close
sure
to
looked
it.
Like it. I right. would have. Yep. Take a chance on those 60-foot waves.
Right. Anyway, I don't think Mavericks contest is going to happen this week. They've called it off, but a lot of the big wave surfers have come to town, and they will go out and surf there.
Practice.
They just won't have a sanctioned contest where they've said, hey, go out there and do your best for money. Because
yeah.
That might get someone really hurt, mm-hmm. you know, when money's up for grabs.
Yeah, people are willing to do anything for money.
There's been a big jump in the number of high school students who use the nicotine e-cigs.
Yeah.
An annual survey of teen smoking finds twice as many high school students are vaping this year compared to last
You're
year.
You're kidding.
Twice as many.
Wow.
So I guess that's just a teen thing, you know, doing stuff that's doesn't seem smart. Where the math doesn't pencil out, and yet
well the
you're
problem
like,
is they're going to become addicted to nicotine
right.
and then they're going to wind up being smokers,
and that's what I'm saying. I mean, there was my mom saying, don't smoke, I gave you perfect lungs and a healthy body, and you're hurting
that.
Everything I did to get you to this point healthy, you're ruining it. And I was like, I'll be fine. Oh, Sandy,
you and your concerns.
You jive turkey.
She had overwhelming feelings of concern toward you.
I got this, Sandy. Don't worry about it. I'll jump right off before I hit the wall.
Mm. And actually, well, you did hit the wall.
No, I hit the wall hard. Mm. Let's not.
But then you did jump off. So, well, you know, not quite the right order, but at least your nose doesn't look like Artie Lang's.
No, that's true. And I didn't really, sniffing wasn't my thing.
That's probably for the best.
So, also.
Man. And if you don't know what we're talking about, Google Artie Lang's nose.
Or don't. It's awful what he's done to himself.
Just take a second. We talked about it earlier.
His nose collapsed.
Well, all of the soft tissue is clearly gone from it.
Mm-hmm. Like, I'm sure they're going to do surgery at some point if he ever sobers up long enough to have something put in there to hold it up.
Yeah.
But right now,
it's
it is
collapsed.
Just a
now what they can do, like, take cartilage from his ear, put
yeah,
it in
I don't
there.
Know. I think they just take a piece of plastic.
Yeah.
That'd be...
Makes more,
more
sense.
More impervious to whatever it is he's cramming up there. That is just... Guy's in a pickle.
So, there's a Twitter thread going right now where women are taking this subject and just going off on it.
Okay.
It's women sharing the weirdest thing they've seen in a guy's bathroom.
Oh.
So some of the things on the list include a drawer full of shaved body hair.
As in, I've been saving this.
I don't know why.
I don't want
why...
a voodoo priestess to get a hold of this. Like, what is the purpose of saving that?
I've told you guys that is something, the clipping your body hair is something I'm actually embarrassed about. I don't like that I have to do it, but I do have a hair suit if I don't shave it off my chest. And
you shave it.
Well, I know I use the clippers.
Okay.
But I mean, it will just grow. I'll just have this, like,
yeah.
muff of hair on my, like, I don't like it.
I don't
it.
Mind a hairy chest. Ugh. But well, I, but you know what?
I get it.
It's because I'm older, I guess. You know, I grew up, my dad had a big hairy chest. I'd see that all the time and just didn't, it doesn't, a lot of people don't love it. The hairy back, that's tough, man.
That's not even what we're, but anyway, yeah. The point is, so there's, yes, I have to do that and I do it and I do it by myself. If people leave the house,
do
I'm like,
do you put the hair in a drawer? Then?
No, I sweep it up and I put it into a, what do they call
baggie?
It? A dust.
Oh, a dustpan.
A dustpan. I sweep it into a dustpan. Then I throw that away. And then I vacuum the room to make sure there's no evidence. Why someone would be collecting it into a drawer.
Well, maybe
I
just for fun.
I have no idea.
Let's see how packed I can make this drawer.
The only thing I can think is the person did it. And then someone walked in on him, and he had to put it, like, hide it.
Why? But then you would throw it in the toilet.
I don't know. I don't know. I'm trying to.
The thing about putting it in the toilet is it's almost like it puffs up when you flush, and then it's sort of all around and stuck to all the wet parts of the toilet.
Oh, so you've done it.
No, but it just seems like throwing that much hair into a toilet would be problematic.
So I thought you girls have boned a lot of guys.
Yeah.
I don't.
Well, the weirdest thing I ever saw in anybody's bathroom was a bucket and a tube. And I thought, I wonder what that's for. Snaking the drain.
You know what? That is probably the weirdest thing I've ever seen. Yeah. And it was just out. It wasn't like it was put away or anything. I don't look in people's stuff. Like, there's nothing.
Oh my God,
I
totally
need to
look.
See.
If I remember to. Sometimes I don't remember. But I like to open a drawer or two, open up the medicine cabinet.
So you guys are saying, of all the people that you've laid down with, the weirdest thing you've seen is when you went to Hooman's house.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep.
The bucket and tube.
I was like, oh, look at that.
What? For the enemas.
Mm-hmm. Wow. What are the other things?
A full barbecue grill in the shower.
What?
No.
Really?
A turtle living in the bathtub.
That's not too weird.
It's kind of weird. Clearly the bathtub's not being used for anything else.
True. Maybe he's got a second bath, hopefully.
Oh, maybe.
A hole banged into the wall and being used as a shelf.
I thought when you said a hole, I thought you were going to say that sees into someone else's apartment.
Oh. So like they found a cross stud and they were like, I can put stuff there?
Put stuff on it. There's no shampoo holder in here. I'll make one.
I know how to do this.
Right.
A stick of butter with one bite missing.
A bite?
On the list.
A bite missing.
Of things found in guys' bathrooms. Mm-hmm.
I do love butter, but man, taking a bite of a butter would make me barf. Oh, maybe they did it so that they could
them
throw
barf,
up.
Or they're using it for some kind of lubrication.
Oh. I don't know. Boy, butter. Butter does make everything better.
They use it for their hair.
Your hair?
Oh, God. Yeah, I can't think of why I would need butter in a bathroom, but...
But
some good ideas, guys.
Yeah.
Enema bucket and tube, not on the list. So you guys, I don't know where that falls in when compared to a drawer full of shaved body hair or a full barbecue grill in the shower.
I'd actually rather see the bucket and tube than a full drawer of body hair. And then it's almost like you can't call the guy on it. He'd be like, well, what were you doing going through my drawers?
Right.
So you just have to leave.
Or you just
got a decision to make.
Out the window.
Right.
He looks better without the hair all over, so you like him.
Just that, but it's the decision-making process.
That's the problem.
After the clipping.
Really?
Yeah, you go, how did this happen?
How did we get here?
What led to this?
An anonymous rich guy goes around the country each year handing out $100 bills to people around the holidays. And this year, he added a twist.
Oh.
He recently met a homeless guy in Phoenix named Moses Elder, who looks like he's in his 50s or 60s, and he asked him to hand out some of the money. So he gave him a few $100 to keep for himself, and then he gave him $3,000 to hand out to whoever he wanted.
Can I make a guess?
Sure.
He didn't hand the money out.
No, he did.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, he did a good
job. I'm very surprised.
It's a good news story.
He gave most of the money out to random people who stopped to talk to him on the street. So here he is, a homeless guy, and people who took a minute got some money.
Wouldn't you, if a homeless guy tried to give you $100, wouldn't you go, it's okay. You keep that.
Probably. I would, yeah.
Yeah.
I would say, you know what? I think that...
Seems like you need that more.
Yeah. Especially if he said... You know, no, I was given this money to give out. I'd say, I'm giving my money, the one that you just gave me, back to you. Put that in your pile. High five.
It depends.
Where you were headed, how much money you had in your pocket.
Yeah. Or like if he pulled out a wad of hundreds, I'd think, oh, so he's a rich guy posing as.
Oh.
And plus you're walking into Grumpy's. I mean, you could really use that money.
I'd be like, listen, I'll go buy you a burger.
With your money.
With your money. Be right back.
Yeah, let's go. Oh, you're gonna not going in with them?
The homeless guy who was given $3,000 to hand out to whoever he wanted gave most of it to random people who stopped and talked to him on the street. He gave, and they got pretty emotional because they really needed the money. Well, so they felt like, oh, thank you. He also gave $400 to a guy he knew from church, plus $500 to a woman he knows who's homeless and has 5 kids.
Oh, my God.
And she got very emotional about it, too. The Secret Santa says he was hoping Moses might enjoy the chance to give people money for a change, And he was right. Moses talked about it with a reporter afterward and said he's eternally grateful and feels like it's a new beginning for him.
Hmm. That's a nice story.
Yeah. It is neat,
weird.
Isn't it?
It's a weird story, but right. It's nice.
I'm with you. You could see why a homeless person might say, bye.
Yeah, thanks.
I'll take all this money and get an apartment.
Yeah. Well, where is it?
This was in Phoenix.
You're not getting an apartment around here for that.
No, that's true. You're right. Not in the Bay Area.
Hotel room for a couple nights, though, maybe.
People do that.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Here's a follow-up to a story I told you before. Remember the guy who talked a lady into... His name is Robert Sumley from Monroe, Connecticut. Earlier this month, I told you he seduced a female friend during a job by getting naked and covering himself in maple syrup. And she walked in on him and was like, hey.
Let me in on that.
I'm down. Let's do this. And even through, she joined in and brought jelly into the mix. Unfortunately, she didn't know that he was recording her.
That's right. I do remember.
And she got super mad and told the cops that this guy video voyeured me. And he was arrested for voyeurism after that. And now he's in trouble again. He was arrested last week for trying to intimidate the woman.
Oh.
Because he was trying to get her not to testify and, you know, let him off. And so he was hit with the charge of witness tampering as well.
Boy,
so now
he's
in more
pile.
Trouble.
And
he violated the protective order that had banned him from contacting her. And
I just don't get the whole maple syrup thing.
I don't either.
It's like the very last thing you'd be sexy?
I made pancakes just over the weekend, and you just get even a little on your hand, get this off me. And then you put it on your pants.
And now it's on your pants.
And you're like,
you got to get right to the sink and
wash that
off.
Why would
you? You wouldn't. Oh, God forbid you get it between two fingers. Ugh, that feeling.
And you know what's even worse? You know that feeling after? You know after. The after you're done.
With
and
the pancakes
you're like,
and you're
no,
too full.
No, after the... I mean, with this guy, with the maple syrup and the sex. I'm like, after you've finished and you're like...
I thought you meant you finished your half stack or whatever.
No. I mean, like the normal cleanup and normal sex is already like, God, I got to get this.
Now I've got maple syrup all over me.
You're covered in maple syrup. The cleanup's going to take 20 minutes.
Because everything seems like a good idea.
Until after.
Until you've cured that particular...
need.
Right.
And now you're covered in maple syrup.
Oh,
and
hopefully
jelly.
There's a shower. Oh, my God. Hopefully there's a shower nearby. The chick was into it. She's like, and I have some jelly to contribute. That's funny.
It takes just 6 months to decide if someone is marriage material. Have
it
I told you this story before?
Far less than 6 months to decide that. I have decided within 15 minutes of meeting you.
On average, married people took 172 days in their relationship.
Huh.
Just under 6 months before they were sure they wanted to tie the knot.
Hmm.
You knew you were going to marry John after how long? Even though you guys, you'd seen him with, what's her name?
Doreen.
And you'd done him while he was with Doreen.
Yeah, with John, it actually did, because I actually did decide I wanted to marry him. It did take a little bit longer. But generally speaking, if I was going to go on a date or something, I'd already written the person off. Like before I'm like, one night's all this guy gets.
What?
Yeah. I don't know. I think 6 months seems like a long time.
Right.
I don't know. Maybe that's just cooler heads prevailing.
That's what people are saying. Hmm. 6 months is what it takes before you know.
Is that how you feel about the woman you have overwhelming feelings of concern for?
Well, I would say that I don't think in terms of marriage. I think that we were a good fit and working out and going great and having a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. So I liked everything we had going. It didn't start to get rocky until we, put a kid in the mix, and then things got kooky.
Yeah, kids can ruin even the best relationships.
Yeah, we were pretty rock solid.
Yeah.
But I don't think in terms of, I always feel like a lady needs an easy out with me. Like, she should be able to really just go, I've about had it. I'm going to go. I don't blame her. I wouldn't blame her.
Okay, see you later, pal. Like, no... He doesn't ask any questions.
We had a good run, and I tried my hardest. I try so hard
with her. No, you're doing good.
I really do things where I'm like, I would never do this.
What's happening with Christmas next week?
We don't know yet. I haven't heard.
She knows.
Oh, does she? She's just going to spring it. Is that it? Well, she's, you know what? She's worked me well this far. So, you know, let's just say that she's probably doing it the right way. If she gives me time to get it, slither out of it or be
she's
late.
Not getting,
that's not
you're
going right
to do
move.
All the stuff you don't want to do, but she's going to put out a little bit more to make it worth your while.
Okay.
Yeah. That's really all it costs us most of the time.
I wonder if that's what this weekend was about.
Mm-hmm. I thought the same
thing.
Oh,
you mean I already got
that.
It?
She's lame.
No, there'll be more.
Oh, there'll be more. Okay.
They're going to have to be because you're going to be pissed.
She's just warming you up right now.
Okay. Well, good. You know what? The warm up was fun. Good. I had a good time. Friday afternoon. Weirdly. Now that I think about it,
what
that's
time?
Your day.
We were probably doing it at the same time. We
I don't
did
know.
It. We did it right around 4 o'clock.
Oh, no, it was earlier than that. No, no
it was
and
closer
she,
to one.
And she gave me the, we've got 30 minutes because the kid had just been put down. Uh-huh. She showered and came out and was like, 30 minutes, you in? I was like, oh my God, yes, thank you. Oh my God. This is the best day. I better get to some texts. Our text number is 800-400-369. Seven.
Good times.
This is important for me to read, so I All will. Right. 510 says, Vinny, people with mental health issues can't control when they're feeling down. It can happen at the most inconvenient times, and it may have been a struggle for Pete to even get out of bed that day. It's also very hard to ask for help when you need it. He might not feel like he deserves it. I think anyone that needs help should ask for it any way they know how, even if it's indirectly in a tweet. And I know you're right. And I said that. All of the advertisements, all of the direction is ask for help any way you can get it.
Right.
And kids also, that's a generational thing. Kids, they blast everything out through that phone. So I'm not.
And he's a kid. He's like 23, maybe.
Right. So it's not that surprising. It's my reaction is probably very generational, which is we don't need to put all that out there. And I'm also concerned for your career, but I get it. You know, if he's not alive, then and things
There's
like that
really
can
no
be
career,
right. Then and things like that can be that tragic. So you're right.
I hate to say it, though. I you know, we don't do a death pool around here, mostly because we're just not organized. But
really,
that dude, I would have him in the death pool for sure. I'm sorry to anyone who I'm offending, but that's, I mean, that guy, I won't be surprised the morning that I walk in and that news is on my desk.
That's too bad. And on that note.
Yeah, that's a good note.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
The notorious RBG.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.